What is missing from a liberal arts education? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ned Laff, director at the Center for the Junior Year and Teaching Faculty at Governors State University, examines how a different kind of thinking can transform how this education is perceived in our society.
Liberal arts colleges, departments, the American Association of Colleges and Universities, the Modern Language Association, and others have been trying to defend the value and worth of a liberal arts education. They use familiar phrases like critical thinking, ethical reasoning, intellectual curiosity, appreciating different opinions, and more. But phrases like these unintentionally reinforce the myth that the liberal arts cannot maintain its integrity and be marketable. All who are making these arguments worry that they are witnessing the erosion of the liberal arts. Those trying to defend the liberal arts tend to fall prey to either-or arguments about degree marketability that rely on conventional ways students and parents are taught to think about majors. What is missing in the discussion is design thinking. Design thinking challenges our conventional understanding of college curriculum. The curriculum emerges as students design fields of study into an integrated liberal arts education from the core curriculum, the major, electives, leadership opportunities on campus, and experiential learning. Fields of study emerge when students use their personal educational goals to direct how they design their education. This opens up their hidden marketability. It is not about the major. It is about an integrated liberal arts undergraduate experience. Design thinking can help liberal arts colleges reverse enrollment trends, reposition liberal arts majors without asking faculty to change anything they do. We keep the integrity of liberal arts while demonstrating marketability. Design thinking gives us an answer to the Dead Poets Society. Of course you can study Shakespeare and go to medical school.
That was Ned Laff of Governors State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.